This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm John Idsty. President Bush is leaving behind Europe and traveling to the Middle East to facilitate the U.S. roadmap for peace.
My expectations in the Middle East are to call all the respective parties to their responsibility to achieve peace and to make it very clear that my country and I will put in as much time as necessary to achieve the vision of two states living side by side in peace.
Before leaving the G8 summit in Evian, France, President Bush and French President Jacques Chirac met today on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Bush thanked Chirac for backing the UN resolution lifting sanctions against Iraq, while acknowledging they differed on whether there should have been a war in the first place. This annual meeting of the G8, the United States, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Canada, Japan, and Russia, has been overshadowed by the relations between President Bush and President Chirac. But yesterday, the two men shook hands, and Chirac praised Mr. Bush for winning congressional approval of the $15 billion fund to fight AIDS around the world. NPR's Don Gagne is at the summit. So, Don, the U.S. president and the French president sat down and talked.
Yes, they are both clearly tired of all the talk of their very serious disagreement, as it was, on Iraq. That's not to say that now that they've had this cordial handshake yesterday, that they are suddenly pals. One friendly handshake obviously does not a best friend make, but they both are stressing that this is a much more complex relationship than just Iraq. And as you said, Chirac praised President Bush's AIDS initiative. He was very enthusiastic on that score, something he didn't need to do, and they are trying to figure out a way to get past this serious disagreement that they did have.
As usual at these G8 summits, protesters have appeared.
Where there is a summit of world leaders about 30 or 50 or 100 kilometers away, there are protesters, mm-hmm. because that's as close as they're allowed to get, because these summits are increasingly held in very remote places. Last year at the G8, we were in Kananaskis in Canada, way up in the Rockies, and again, the protests were far away in Calgary. There are estimates that anywhere from 50 to 100,000 people were protesting in Geneva and in Lausanne, which are across Lake Geneva and down a ways away from here. And some of those protests have turned violent and there have been hundreds of arrests, but that is just a part of the landscape for these summit events.
These summits normally last 3 days, but President Bush is leaving today after only 24 hours in Evian, headed for Egypt. What happens there?
This meeting in Egypt, which will actually take place tomorrow, will be hosted by President Mubarak, but other regional Arab leaders will be there. Crown Prince Abdullah of Saudi Arabia will be there, King Abdullah of Jordan, the leader of Bahrain, the Palestinian Prime Minister will also be there in Egypt, Mahmoud Abbas. And the president is looking to get input from them in advance of the meetings with Sharon and Abbas later on in the week. But he's also there for political reasons, and he'll be there to assure them that he indeed is committed to the peace process in the Middle East.
NPR's Don Gagne with the president in Evian, France. Thanks, Don.
Thank you.